Suffering is necessary for growth. I'm 6'4". You're 6'4" as well, Thunder. Do you remember when you were a teenager, when you got these intense pains in your legs and everything like that? Those really painful growing pains.
I already knew what you were going to say. Yeah, they hurt. My daughter's going through it now. I those were the worst.
Yeah, it's extremely painful. And then after a while, it starts to go away, and you realize, I'm actually really tall and powerful now that I went through that.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what we got to do as a country. There's a lot of suffering going on. There's a lot of fat, broke, sick people out here that are misinformed and disinformed on purpose. And they're at a crossroads. Do, you know, listen to my doctor or listen to my coach, you know, or listen to my, you know, they're confused. And they're going through this suffering and this learning curve. It's all about the learning curve. We're trying to help you get through the learning curve. It's not such a steep thing. We're trying to apex the corner, if you will. Yeah. You know, so you come out on the straightaway with top speed, if you will.
Well, you're throwing people a learning curveball.
Yeah.
Screwball.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we're going for the complete game here. We've got tricks up our sleeve to say, and where the arm ain't getting tired, you know. We're still bringing the heat.
Yeah. And that's another thing. The more pain you go through, you realize the more of it you can endure. What was his name? Paul Carruthers. He's an activist here in New Zealand. There was this dude called Alan Hubbard. He's kind of like the Bernie Madoff. Not Bernie Madoff. There's some really rich as frack guy in America who lives really frugally, drives a really old car that he bought ages ago or something like that. I forget his name.
But, Sam Walton?
Pardon?
Sam Walton?
Maybe. But anyway, we have a New Zealand equivalent called Alan Hubbard. You know, he's 75 years old, 80, you know, and drives a very small, modest car, lives in the same house that he bought in the 70s, no modern furniture. The only modern thing in his house was his kidney dialysis machine. He had his massive finance company stolen by the government, and the Prime Minister was involved, Mr. John Key, who used to work, incidentally, for the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. And Paul became sort of his advocate, and he suffered really massively during that period when he was trying to stick up for Alan Hubbard, because the media campaign was like, oh, this old Mr. Magoo character, he's so evil, he embezzled all this money. No, he didn't, man. He just had it all stolen off him by the government, who wanted it because he was the one honorable billionaire left in the frickin' country. That's why they did it to him. And Paul said something to me, I'll never forget what he said. You don't know what courage you possess before it is tested. Only afterwards do you realize how courageous you had to be.
That's right. Face the music. I like to tell people that I am not out making millionaires or building billionaires. I'm simply training trillionaires and giving the world abundance. Mm. Why take? It's so much more fun to give.
Mm. I think giving is about sharing, and we're only temporary, and it's like in that movie Avatar. He says, all energy is borrowed, and eventually, one day, you have to give it back.
Yeah. Got to. Chi come, chi go. Mm.
Not unlike a brothel.
But no.
Anyway,
I'm a good guy. I never got to do all the fun things out there. I didn't get to go to all the bars, and I hang out with all my friends, do all the what they call sin things. No, I lived in a vacuum and
lab. He's a lab rat.
I'm a nerd.
I don't know. What is the definition of a nerd to your mind, Thunder?
Most of my colleagues.
That's why.
Yeah. Stand up out of the wheelchair, will you?
Yeah. So Hawking. That's
all I'm asking, bro.
It's the epitome, you know.
Wheelchair.
smartest guy in the world. I can get out of the wheelchair. I know how, but apparently you don't. So go back to teaching. That's what you do best.
Yeah.
Chaos theory, garbage.
Yeah. No, I respect great minds. I mean, of course, you know, but you got to go out and do something with them. I don't respect the mind that created the atomic bomb.
Mm.
I mean, Einstein, what a great waste of a good brain. Let's create a nuclear weapon. Yeah, no, I look at, you know, I look at brilliant people from a different point of view.
Mm.
If you're brilliant, how are you using your brilliancy? Are you using your brilliancy for your own selfish, or were you given and gifted something that needs to be shared and taught with the rest of the world?
That's it.
And that's where I pride myself in the respect. When I look into the mirror every day, I love me. I'm not a narcissist. I love what I'm doing in my life. I love what I'm doing for the planet. And the fuel that gets me there is the knowledge that I receive from above by being a servant of humanity and God.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that interferes with my thought patterns. People can sit there and go, well, Thunder, you know, there's no possible way you can do all this. Mm-hmm. You can't possibly know this stuff. Where do you come from? What difference does it make? It's where I'm going. I'm going up. I'm getting higher. I'm not getting higher. So it's a look at of how the world perceives what others are doing. If someone thinks I'm doing something taboo, tell me. If I'm not, thank me. That's all we do. It's either the lights on or the lights off.
No gray.
There's no gray in my world.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have gratitude, and I remember I was thinking a couple of weeks ago, Thunder, and you just reminded me of it. I've been doing this for 5 years, give or take, doing the radio and the full on activism, 7 if you want to get technical about it, and all the time. Every day, there are donations that come into my account, and it occurred to me, if that was debt rather than a gift, I would never, in 100 years, be able to pay it back. And I'm intensely grateful for people's generosity, and I can not pay it back, but I can pay it forward.
Forward.
Yes, exactly.
If people enjoyed this show today, I hope they donate handsomely to you, dude. You deserve it.
Yeah, you do. And it's your gratitude that actually generates that, because you're coming from the heart. You're coming from a love frequency, not from a one-up or anything like that. You're trying to rally. You're trying to unite. You're trying to make people aware and awaken them just through information and communication. We went from the information age. We're now in the wisdom age. What are you going to do with all the info? You're going to sit up. Potsy, or are you gonna activate it?
That's exactly what happened to me. You know, I was like, I was watching Alex Jones and YouTube videos and documentaries and all of that kind of stuff, and then I tried to find a New Zealand version of Alex Jones, somebody else who's interviewing all of these great guests and getting their messages out and helping the truth movement and waking people up, blah 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 blah, all of those things that I thought that Alex was doing, and there was nothing. And it occurred to me that it is an onus, it is a moral obligation upon the person who has the realization to fulfill it, to apply that knowledge. I got sick of absorbing knowledge.
Right.
And I wanted to cure that illness by imparting it to others.
Amen, dude. Well said. You got the info, now what are you going to do with it? He's got the info, I've got the info. We're getting it out there. We're sharing through things like this, and that's the payday. It's no good unless you share it. You can die with all the information in your brain, and if it doesn't get out there, it's going to burn your ass up. I guarantee it. Until you get it out there, that's the kickback.
Not unlike a joint.
Like a joint.
It's not good unless you share it, and if you're not paying attention, you'll burn yourself.
Pay it forward.